It's funny how you spend so much time searching and searching and searching for that Mr. Right. And one day you get your hands on somebody and you think that he's the one. You think to yourself, God, Lord, Jesus in heaven, thank you for bringing me this man, for blessing my life the way that you have, with someone that will love me forever. Love me for me. But then reality strikes and things change. Emotions begin to fluctuate. And you realize that you don't even know you. So how could someone else? And you begin to dig and dig and dig. And you reveal parts of yourself that you didn't even know were there. And those layers begin to fall away. And all of a sudden, Prince Charming turns into someone you barely know. Arguments, fights over little things, and you're standing in the mirror one day, tears running down your face, wondering, Lord Jesus, God in heaven, what have I done? And he answers you the way he always does. He says, child, before you can make a decision on who is right for you, you've got to come to me. Now, who said that that man was Mr. Right? And who said he was a blessing to your life? Not I. You chose with your heart before consulting your father. This man was not intended to be a blessing on your life. He was intended to be a lesson. A lesson that now, my child, you are learning. You are learning that you had to know you before you could let someone love you. And now that that lesson is beginning to take root, let me introduce you, my child, to love. Finally, you are able to sit back and you realize it's not your job to search for love. It's your job to let love find you. Because when it's right, there's no need for the search. When it's right, there's no need the desperation. When that love is the right love, it comes to you. It finds you. It seeks you out. And no matter what else is going on in your life, there is no way in the world that that love can be turned away. So you sit back and you let love happen. You open your heart, you open your mind, you open your soul, your spirit, your body, and you release all of that angst that has been keeping you from really, truly experiencing love. And you welcome it in to your entire being. Love is more than just an emotion. Love is all-encompassing. There is no end, no real beginning. Love is not something to fall into. You choose to love. You choose to be willing to accept what already is. There is control in love. It's not something to take lightly. And the chore, the actual work in love, is to be willing to love unconditionally, through anger, through tears, through hurt, through pain, things that power and nurture love, not things that break it down. Because when love is real, it is all encompassing. Forgiveness and sorrow through poverty and wealth. When love is real, it is all encompassing. Through good times and happiness, all encompassing. I sit here now with an open heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And I'm letting love in, learning with each step I take, with each day that passes, what it means to love and be loved, allowing love in my life to be all-encompassing. No matter how strong I think I am, love shows me that sometimes you have to let someone else be stronger. And sometimes you have to be willing to be stronger for them. Or, no matter how trusting I think I am, love teaches me that it's not enough to think you are trusting, but to be trusting and be worthy of trust. No matter how faithful I think I am, love teaches me to have faith and to be faithful to others. I learned these things from not falling in love, but from being in love. Because love is all encompassing.